Well, it is a daunting task. However, it's not impossible. Most people aren't aware of the fact that in 1981, a resolution almost identical to the one we have in the General Assembly right now actually passed. And so what we intend to do, and what, one of the things our county committees do, is we lobby the legislators on this issue, and more of them are supporting us. We will also be lobbying the Chicago area legislators, and what our message to them would be that this can be a win-win situation. They often complain that downstate is a financial drain on them. If they really believe that, they should be happy to see us go. And but it'll take time, and one thing a lot of people don't understand, this is a resolution, and so it does not require the signature of the governor. It is not subject to the Illinois courts. It just has to be a majority vote in the state legislature. So what we're looking for is an amicable divorce, and we'd like to be friendly next-door neighbors instead of being in an unhappy marriage with irreconcilable differences. It won't happen during the Biden administration. Early on, they were trying to make a push for Puerto Rico and D.C. to become states. Now, what we have always said, and our friends at New California have said the same thing, that for this to happen, to maintain the balance in the Senate, which is what people would freak out about, you do it the same way it was done before the Civil War, when you talk about things being divided right now. Well, they were even more divided then. And so states would go, enter the Union, you'd have a free state and a slave state. And then after the Civil War, often the states would also go in pairs as well. Alaska and Hawaii, at that time, one was a blue state, one was a red state, and they went in one right after the other. And so I think that that's the way it would happen. Like I said, I don't think it would happen ever during the Biden administration, but I think other presidents would be more open to it. And especially, too, it isn't just happening in Illinois. This kind of thing is happening in many states around the country. And not to get too far into the weeds, but one of the reasons why this is happening, in 1964, there was a Supreme Court ruling called Reynolds v. Sims. And what that ruling did was take away the geographic basis in state legislatures, particularly in Illinois. Our Senate was county-based. And when you took that away, and our one of our senators at that time, our U.S. Senator Everett Dirksen, warned that Reynolds v. Sims was going to cause any state that had a great big city in it, it would cause all the power to be sucked into that city, and that the rural areas would lose their voice. And so over the course of decades, this has slowly happened, where the power has been absorbed into Chicago. And then you add to that, you know, gerrymandering, which even more decreases the voice of rural people. And so this is happening in other states. It's happening in Oregon. It's happening in California. It's happening in New York. We've had conversations with people in Minnesota. People are trying to do this in Western Virginia to reunite with West Virginia, some counties in Wyoming, counties in Maryland. So it's happening a lot, and it's because I think it all is rooted in Reynolds v. Sims that caused the rural areas to lose their voice.